Cape Talk
DIY.
He's got a big smile on his face. We've got big smiles on our faces to say welcome back, Mr. DIY himself, Angelo D'Ambrosio of IPMT Remedial Building Consultants. Been on a big climbing trip.
Yes.
I'm so sorry it didn't all end quite as you expected.
I was close.
You
it
got close. Close to the top.
Close to the top. 150 meters from the top and an ankle injury. And that was the reason for my return to base.
Okay, so Mount Elbrus will wait for another day and another attempt.
It's on the cards already for next year.
Okay, good luck to you. That's all we will say other than that we're very happy to have you back. What were the building standards like in Russia?
Oh, I've got so many pictures, and I went to a building site, and look at it was just unbelievable. What they are doing and the size of the buildings are incredible.
Okay. A conversation to be had another day, definitely in more detail, because today it is a specialist segment, and we thought with the new Level 5 water restrictions having kicked in on Sunday, we were long overdue to have a chat with you about managing your swimming pool in a time of water crisis. So if you have questions, if you're needing advice, if you want to tell us what you've done and what's worked to keep your pool in tip-top shape without wasting water on it, the number to dial is 021-446-0567, or you can send an SMS to 31567. And it's a great pleasure to welcome in studio, besides Angelo, Ian Libbenberg of Pool Doctor, who Ian also represents the National Spa and Pool Institute. Thanks for coming in, Ian.
It's my pleasure.
Before we get stuck into the topic at hand, why don't you just briefly tell us a bit about your business?
Sure, thanks. Our business started in 1970, and so we're quite a well-established business. It's a family business. My brother-in-law helps me out there, and we pride ourselves in helping clients. Mainly in the southern suburbs, who will gladly assist them with their water chemistry, with their maintenance, with their problem solving. We do everything but renovate or build a pool, and we believe we do it really well.
Okay, so the pool doctor is in the house today, diagnosing and hopefully treating your pool issues. Look, obviously, it's a hugely difficult time for pool owners in that you can't go about business as usual. We've got to be more mindful of the water consumption in the current crisis. So I guess the first question is what's the best way to manage a pool when you are facing the kind of water restrictions we are?
We all need to try and change our philosophy in how we maintain our pool. We need to realize that water is a really scarce resource, and if we can waste as little possible water, we can maintain our pools moving forward. So if we can try and follow the NSPR's philosophy of a water-neutral pool, by that what we mean is that if your pool is covered, if you've got a modern filtration media, like either glass or a cartridge filter, you waste a lot less water when you clean your pool. Also, if you have a harvesting tank to fill up your pool so you're not using potable water, that would be a great advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you have a backwashing tank, because when we backwash our water, that water is just wasted, and that's precious water. So if we can get backwash tanks, pool covers, intelligent filter media, and harvesting tanks, we can take our pool off the grid, and that will allow us to have a fantastic, pleasurable experience moving forward in summer instead of this green swamp that we all want to try and desperately avoid.
Obviously, you want to avoid the green swamp. I think a lot of pool owners have kind of put the cover on and are hoping for the best, but that's not a very wise way to approach it, is it?
No, not really, because once you take the cover off and you've done nothing during winter, you're left with this green swamp, and that is problematic to actually try and get blue again and clean when you don't have water, because the traditional approach was to shock and flock, where you're just throwing chlorine and flocculant, let all the sediment settle to the floor and vacuum it to waste. But we can't do that now because we don't have the water. So we've all got to have a change in mindset and how we maintain our pool moving forward and try and maintain it so you don't actually have that problem.
Okay. Angela, I'm interested. I mean, have you seen a change in people's philosophy towards having a pool versus not having a pool? Is it something that's now regarded as more of a loss than a selling point on a new property?
Well, strange enough, someone down the road is building a pool, and when we asked why, he said, well, he's hoping for the rain. So, I mean, that's, to me, is
insane.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it. But, you know, and then also people just think that putting a cover on is good enough. It's not. There's a whole, as Ian was saying, it's a whole mindset, a whole change that one needs to look at. You know, you need to look at everything about it. And you need to incorporate it all to have a really good, successful outcome. And I think that's where we're sort of stumbling at the moment. But, you know, nothing's ever going to be the same after this. Everybody
has to change.
We have to move with the times.
Yeah.
So it's good to get advice and to get information. You're going to need to have it.
Great point. We've already got one John on the line from Darling wanting to, I think, ask a question or make a comment on backwashing. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I'd just like the pool doctor to explain to the people, I've come across it, but many, many people haven't, backwash-less pools. It's a method of filtration whereby maybe today they change and throw away the filters, I don't know. In my day, it was a series of bags, which we just used to take out and clean, but never, ever backwashing the pools. The filtration, it wasn't a medium, it was literally filter bags. And we used to clean the bags. Would the pool doctor like to comment on that and explain to the people? Because you could save thousands of litres of water by converting to this method of filtration.
Thanks for tipping us off. John, Ian, your response?
Yeah, sure. I did a quick calculation for a client yesterday, just out of interest. You probably lose about 26,000 litres of water a year if you backwash your pool once a week, every week. But the system that this is talking about is an old-school technology. We've now moved on to cartridge filters, and cartridge filters don't rely on you to backwash it. You just have to hose the cartridge filter off when it's dirty, and the water loss in hosing the cartridge off is really minimal.
And you could probably hose it off into a bucket that could be then the water could be used for something else after that?
Definitely, yes, you could. So there are intelligent approaches and modern approaches to the problems nowadays, definitely.
Okay, John, thanks for raising the issue. And thank you, Jerome in Plumstead, WhatsApping us with another idea. Jerome says, we've developed a floating reed bed that filters the water to keep it clean without chemicals and can move up and down with the water level. This makes your pool a water storage facility that can take rainwater and processed grey water to add to your water management tools. He recommends ecopoolsonline.com if you're interested in reading more about that particular mechanism. Jerome, thanks again for tipping us off. Have you heard of such a thing, Ian?
I've actually never heard of it, but the eco pools are top of people's mind at the moment because they're looking for a system that is chlorine-free. But eco pools can be problematic to maintain at the same time as well. But if it's set up correctly, then they can be brilliant.
Okay. Jerome, thanks again for tipping us off.
Well, we were talking about it because I have an eco pool at my house.
Okay.
And the problem is it has to have constant movement, which means your pump is working the whole
time. Okay.
Okay. And if you don't do that, the water doesn't move. If you don't have a natural flow of water, it ends up being a little bit of a problem.
Okay, does that mean so your electricity costs go up if
you're
the pump running the whole
because
time?
Because it has to run. But even though we've got smaller pumps, we've got two little,
Circulation.
Percolation pumps. But the it has to run the whole time. So it can be quite a costly thing. But there is a solar pump available.
Okay.
It's a costly at the moment, but it's a solar pump you need a storage facility and the batteries keep your pump running.
Okay. Well, thanks for, again, tipping us off about the options that are out there. Questions are starting to fly in. Glenn is on the line from Plumstead. Good afternoon, Glenn.
Hi. Good day. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You have a guy working for you I don't know if you have more branches, but in Wynberg, Eddie.
Yes, I do know Eddie well, yes, one of my staff members.
Okay. All right. Now, I've been dealing with Eddie for years, and I introduced my two brothers to him, and that guy has given us sound advice over the years, analyze our water, and it has been so saving us such a lot of money.
Glenn, thank you for...
By following his comments and his advice.
That's lovely feedback. And Glenn, thanks for taking the time to call in. A nice pat on the back for Eddie at your Wynberg branch that I'm sure you'll pass on. Yeah?
Thank you. No, well, definitely. I think most must offer listening at the moment.
Okay. Well, then, Eddie, good on you. Glenn in Plumstead says thank you for all the advice over the years. And Glenn, it's not often people make the effort to make that kind of call. So thank you for doing so. Tony in Dip River on the WhatsApp line wants to know what damage is done, if any, if we should pump our washing machine water into the pool. Opens up a bigger question about what water can go into the pool at a time like this.
Okay, so grey water systems are not really compatible with swimming pools because the grey water's got a lot of nitrates in it, and that will cause an algae bloom, and your pool will go from blue to green overnight.
Oh.
So grey water is a definite no-no unless you've got in a specific filtration system to accommodate that. Borehole water, yes. Well point water, yes. But it has to be tested in order to confirm that it is suitable for your pool because ions going into your pool can turn your nice white wall into a dark brown wall. Can be problematic. Also, water can turn green overnight, not algae green, but have a very light discoloration. And you just need to be aware of what the source water contains, and then you can treat it from there moving forward. So, well point borehole water, definitely. Grey water, definitely not.
Okay. We're actually doing that just to add to that. We use it in the construction industry now when we redeck and they high pressure jet the walls and they're using borehole water. The contract actually has to give us an analysis of the water. And once they've given us the analysis, we can then see whether the water can be used for water jetting, etc.
Okay, interesting. So it's really important what's in that water. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the lines. Justin in Newlands, good afternoon.
Yes, hi there. Sorry, and you're talking about the cartridge filters. We've got quite a big pool, and I did try the cartridge filter where you say use the hose pipe and rinse it off. But I found they don't work very well, so we've actually gone back to sand. So I did want to go the eco-friendly route. And also the stock availability of those cartridge filters are quite rare. So I just wanted comments regarding that, please.
Okay, Justin, thanks for your call.
Sure. One of the suppliers in the cartridge filter industry had a major supply problem recently, but they've now since resolved that. So there isn't really an issue on that side of the equation. Moving away from a cartridge filter to your sand filter, if you utilize the glass media in the filter, you can reduce your backwashing quite dramatically. So instead of backwashing once a week, your glass media could allow you to backwash once every 4 weeks to once every 6 weeks. And the glass media allows you to release the dirt faster, so your backwash cycle is more rapid, so therefore you're wasting less water. So if you've got the backwash tank, you've got the glass media, you are reducing your water loss quite dramatically. So a cartridge filter can keep a clean pool clean, but it battles to clean a dirty pool.
Okay. Thanks for making the distinction then. Justin, thanks for your call. An SMS from someone who filled in their 66,000 litre pool last year and says it was expensive, but the best decision we ever made, and we've sold all our pool equipment as well. Look, I mean, that is the route some people have decided to go, that they will rather fill in the pool than deal with the hassle of trying to keep it going in a water-scarce environment. Clearly, you're happy with the decision, so I'm glad it worked out for you. We're also trying to help today those who've decided they will keep on battling with the pool and make the best of it without wasting water on it. Kurt is on the line from Constantia. Afternoon, Kurt.
Hi there. Something else you can do, I bought this from the pool doctor as well, is the Dolphin Supreme. So it's a vacuum cleaner rather than a creepy that sends water or the muck through your filter. So that in combination with the glass media works fantastically. You almost never have to backwash.
Thanks for the tip, Kurt. Ian, I see you nodding. Tell us a bit
more. Yes, the Dolphin Supreme is a new approach to cleaning your pool. It's owned, or the Dolphin is made by a company called Matronix in Israel, and they are on the forefront of robotic pool cleaners. And our robotic pool cleaner is a different concept because it's connected to a power supply, so it's independent of the pump and filter. You drop it into your pool, you press play, it filters the water, it cleans the pool, and within 3 hours, it can take your pool that was dirty on the floor and have a crystal clean pool.
Sure.
So nowadays, with people whose water levels are lowering due to evaporation and problems like that, you can drop the robotic cleaner in and you still get that circulation and that cleaning. So it just gives you that next level of pool ownership. But they are expensive, but they are brilliant machines. And most pool companies in the Western Cape are able to do demos of them, ourselves as well.
So if you're interested, ask for a demo. Yeah.
What's expensive, if I may ask?
They range from about 7,700 rand up to, for a residential pool, up to about 19,000 rand. They are amazing machines.
And I guess you'll save in the long run on all the other cleaning materials that you would have had to use.
Definitely. Yeah. And also for guest houses, it's a nice product to be able to drop in the pool. It cleans the pool. You pack it away. And the guests don't actually have to have the creepy crawly running around the pool when they're trying to enjoy a nice, pleasant experience.
Yeah. Thomas asking on the SMS line, in stage 5 with a pool cover, are we allowed to fill a pool? You weren't allowed to fill a pool on stage 4B already, I think.
You are not allowed to use potable water full stop at the moment. You cannot fill your pool at all. No concessions are being allowed at all.
Okay, and that's as it should be.
But you could harvest from your roof, etc. That you can do.
That you can use, Thomas, but you may not use the municipal potable water supply. Absolutely not. Thanks. Interesting one from Malcolm asking, would there be a problem using seawater in your freshwater pool? Not quite sure how he's going to get that level of that amount of seawater across, but...
To be honest, I don't actually have the honest answer on that. The concept is there, but most filtration systems can't accommodate the heavy saline content of the salt water. It would corrode your pool pump. It can cause quite a bit of damage. So if your system is set up in such a way that it can, well, then by all means, go for it. I think the Sea Point Municipal Pool is set up to work with salt water, but most pools are not.
Okay. Well,
apparently, council is going to change all their seafront pools to seawater. So there's got to be a retrofit conversion that one could use.
Okay. Interesting question. Thank you for asking it. Jolyn on the WhatsApp asking, can you use well point or borehole water for the fish pond? I'm guessing the answer will again be it depends what's in your water. You'd have to have it tested first?
Definitely. I mean, take it off to an aquarium and ask them to assist you, or even to Brem Labs or a laboratory, because it can be quite an expensive mistake putting water into your pond that can kill all your expensive koi.
Mm.
But it's not my expertise. Rather, go to the experts.
Okay. So again, the person saying, have you already covered this? Can well point water be used? The answer was yes, but you first need to get it tested to check what is in that well point water, because certain elements within the water could have an impact on the pool. Right, we'll go back to the lines to Marcus in Plumstead. Marcus, good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa. Hi, gents. For my sins, I purchased a house with a 95,000-litre pool.
Ooh, ouch.
In a budget, cleaning the thing and obviously protecting the water is quite expensive. My question relates to the heating of a pool. My wife and kids are quite adamant they'd like this pool heated. But the question arises, you know, should we go the heat pump route or stick with the solar panels on the roof? I'm leaning towards the heat pump, and perhaps your guest can just explain, you know, costs for a pool of that size and which one is more efficient in terms of heating a pool, let alone the electricity costs.
Let's not go there. Yeah, thanks, Marcus. Ian, over to you.
The main thing you'd first want to do is get a thermal blanket onto your pool, because that can raise the temperature in summertime by an estimated 5 degrees, sometimes even more than that. So a thermal blanket can definitely have a dramatic impact in heating the pool. Now to get to the question about the heat pump. The heat pump would allow you to have a warm water pool the entire year round, but they are expensive to run and they are expensive to purchase. And a pool of your size, a real rough thumb suck would be in the region of about 90,000 Rand to purchase a heat pump that is large enough to be able to accommodate your pool size. But you would have to have the pool covered to make it energy efficient at the same time as well. Otherwise, during the day, you're heating the actual pool with the heat pump, and with the heat pump is switched off at night, you have the ambient temperature loss, and that is going to mean a very high energy cost to reheat the pool during the day again. So if you do it in an intelligent way, it'll be really great, but it is an expensive option.
Okay, Marcus, I hope that's given you some advice. Thanks so much for calling in. That is where we have to wrap up. Gosh, the time has flown past. Thanks for all the advice, Ian.
It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to Ian Lobenberg of Pool Doctor. Where will we find you in Wynberg?
On the corner of Constantian Gabriel Road, the same place we've been for the last 40-odd years.
Okay, I can picture that immediately that you said that address. Constantian Gabriel Roads in Wynberg. You can drop Ian an email on ian@pooldoctor.co.za if you're confused about anything you heard or if we didn't get to your particular question. We'll have to have you back again in summer, perhaps, Ian.
Thank you, Pippa.
Angela, great to have you back with us. We'll see you soon.
Cheers.